We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got our brother Ock with us today.
Ock from The Zone. What up, Ock?
What's up? What's up? Thanks for having me once again.
We got a special guest with us, the boxer. I usually they have the ring and the belts and everything. But ladies and gentlemen, we have Canelo Alvarez
that's
here.
That's why Ock is here, right?
That's why Ock is here. But usually they have it on the sheet.
4-division champion.
There you go.
17 world titles.
There you go.
12 lineal titles.
There you go. Canelo Alvarez, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
How you feeling,
happy
brother?
Here. Very good. Very good. I'm just here, promotion, the fight, and I'm ready.
You got a Jermell Charlo on September 30th, man. What's your predictions? For the fight, man.
No, I'm gonna win.
I know you're gonna
say prediction. Okay. Charlamagne's not good with predictions.
No, it's a good fight. It's a good fight. He's a good fighter too, and I like this kind of fight because he's undisputed too in other weight class. So, but I like this kind of fight because the people enjoy this big fight. So, I'm happy to be involved in big fights like this.
Do you ever feel like you're letting people down if you don't knock them out or stop them? Because people feel like your last three performances weren't your best. Mm-hmm.
No, you know, in boxing, you never know if it's going to come the knockout or no. You need to prepare yourself for the 12 rounds. It's boxing. You never know. Mm-hmm. But I try my best to always bring everything to the ring and finish the fight before the 12 rounds. But you never know. Mm-hmm.
Who do you think is better from the two brothers, Jermell and Jamal? Like, I know you haven't been in a ring with them, so you can't really test that. But like the eyeball test, who's the better fighter?
I think both are great fighters, but I think Jermell is the best of the two.
And Jermell is the one you're fighting.
They say that you got plans to fight Jamal after Jermell. Is that true?
No, we don't know. We don't know. Okay. But maybe happened. Mm-hmm. You know, the brothers come up and say maybe. We never know.
What was your thoughts on the Crawford-Spencer fight?
A really good fight. But I always knew Crawford is better fighter. I like Spence too, but if you see, Crawford is better fighter.
Crawford was on this show and he said, you know, to Charlamagne that he'd be willing to fight you at 158. And I think you made a comment mm-hmm. about that, saying there's levels and there are weight classes for yeah. a reason. So that fight is impossible, or could it ever be possible? You're never going down to 160.
No,
right?
No, I can't. I can't. It's impossible because, you know, like he say, if he beat Germonta, no, everybody's going to say, yeah, he's too small.
Right.
And this and that. So it's the same thing. I respect Crawford. He's a good fighter, but we're not different. Weight classes.
That's a mega fight, though, Canelo. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, that's kind of like the last big mega fight out there, right?
I mean, because of the way he beat Spence and how easy,
yeah.
they see there's no challenge around those divisions outside of Canelo. He's the mm-hmm. only guy, mm-hmm. and that's why I guess to your
yeah,
point.
Yeah, but if I beat him, what are you going to say? Yeah, but, that's too small. Right. That's too small.
Well, you get what you asked for. If he asked for it, if he's saying he wanted it, you know.
I mean, you went up to 175.
Yeah, but you know, everybody wants to fight me.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to fight me. That's true. But I know, for that, you need to get there and fight everybody. You know?
Is there anything left to prove for you in boxing?
No. I think I've been done a lot in boxing. So, but I love boxing, and I try my best to continue make history, and that's why I'm here.
Now, your dad didn't approve of you boxing early on, right?
My what?
Your dad, your father, didn't approve of you boxing?
He don't want me to be involved in boxing because he want me to and be in the school and the ice creams and everything. But I say, you know, this is what I want. If you gonna support me, it's fine. If you're not,
for people that don't know, how did you get into boxing? Because usually it's the father, it's the father that pushes yeah. them to do it. So what got you into the sport?
My older brother started in boxing. When I saw him get his first fight and professional fight, that's when I fall in love in boxing. I say, this is what I want for my life. Mm.
You fell in love with golf recently too in yeah. the last few years. I mean, at this point in your career, do you enjoy golf more than boxing?
No. No.
Not yet.
It's different. Yet. It's different. I enjoy golf and I try to get outside boxing a little bit, but boxing is my life, my passion.
What brings you peace, Canelo?
My family. My family. I think my family, my people around, and that's made me mm-hmm. feel peace and calm and everything.
But Bernard Hopkins says he feels like Jamal could give you problems.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, he says he feels like he could be a nightmare for you.
Yeah, he can be because he's a great fighter. But that's why I'm here, right? I don't put in my mind it's gonna be an easy fight. Mm-hmm. I know that's what I'm training 100% because he's a good fighter.
You know, people often say that Canelo has made so much money. He's accomplished so much in the sport. Where do you pull, like, the hunger from to get up for these big fights? I mean, you've done it all. Like, how do you do it?
I love boxing. I love boxing, and I respect boxing, and that's why I'm in Lake Tahoe right now. I've been there in 1 month right now, and in a training camp without my family, without everything, mm-hmm. because I love boxing. I love the discipline of boxing.
What do you have the time, right? We talk about Canelo Promotions. We talk about the tequila that you just launched and mm-hmm. all the activities outside of boxing. Is what's making you, what fuels that fire? Is it because of, as much as you're in the limelight, it fuels your other businesses? Or what makes you still have the time or energy to want to do it?
Boxing?
Mm-hmm.
I love boxing. And like I say, I love boxing and I still enjoy that training camp. That when I go out and training, like I say to my coach, I say when I start losing the hungry and the that feel to go and train and do the correct things in the gym, then I'm retired. But I still love boxing.
When you look at like Floyd and some boxers look down on Floyd doing these exhibitions, saying it's not real, it's just a cash grab. What are your thoughts on that? Would that be something that you would do?
Look, he's retired. He can do whatever he wants, right? And I think I'm gonna miss boxing when I'm retired a lot. And maybe I can do one or two, but you never know.
Speaking of those exhibitions, I was in Dallas for Jake Paul, Nate Diaz. Mm-hmm. I know you heard what Jake is saying, I want Canelo. So I don't know whether you take that seriously or, like, to his point, later on, do you see maybe an exhibition with a
Yeah, maybe. Jake Why Paul? Not? Not Please. Right now.
But not a real fight.
No, not
Please,
right now.
Canelo. Please.
You want it?
Man, listen, because I just want Jake to get hurt. I respect Jake. Me and I talk about this all the time. He's not a real boxer. And when he calls out somebody like you, give him what he asked for.
Yeah.
Just give him what he asked for time.
For me, not right now. Because I'm chasing other things in my career. But we never know. Maybe later.
Like after you're retired?
Yeah.
Okay. Could you feel like it would tarnish your legacy now? Or you feel like it'd be disrespectful to the sport?
I think so.
Okay.
I got to get your opinion on this.
Don't respect Jake Paul, what he's doing. He can do whatever he wants, right? But I think it's not for real boxing.
Yeah.
Right? For my career, or put my... a fight in my record with Jake Paul is no.
If you and Jake fought, how long would it last?
Not that long.
First round?
Yeah, I don't know, but not that long.
Yeah, would you play with him a little bit? Would you carry him a little bit first?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
I think that people is gonna enjoy.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah. recently, he used to be on your squad. Ryan Garcia has issues with Oscar and Golden Boy. Did you see that coming? Like, did you know that eventually that he
said, yeah.
Yeah. And I told him, you can ask him.
Yeah.
I told him, but at the end of the day, it's his decision, right?
Right.
It's his decision, but my experience, I told him, hey, take it easy.
This is going
to
happen.
You need to see what you want to do and everything, but.
You couldn't fix the issues with Golden Boy. You think he can? You think that he could stay there? Or you think it's
over? I don't know about anything, his contract.
Right.
Right? Because when I was with them, I made my own contract. They don't come and say, you need to sign that.
Right, right.
I come with my contract. This is what I want.
This is what I want.
Do you think Oscar De La Hoya is a good person?
I think... if you see everything what he's doing, I think before, because we are loyal, right? And we are always, we are the only fighter, we stay with them when everybody left him, mm-hmm. right? Because I'm loyal. And I treat everybody like a family. And mm-hmm. I do the same thing with Golden Boy, but I think he's no that kind of person.
You don't have no loyalty to
nobody? I don't know if he's a good person or not, but I think he knows the person what he show.
You think it's just all business with him?
Like, yeah.
Oh, okay.
All business.
So once you're not good for
all business, he's like a guy. He say, hey, if you wanna, because I hear from him, and that's why I'm okay. Got it. I never forget. He say, "You need to give them a little bit to grab big." You know, like in Spanish, it's like, "Tienes que darle de comer poquito para
que ellos quieran más."
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you gotta just give them a little taste, a little teaser, so they could come for more. So he doesn't want to give the fighter too much, according. Mm-hmm.
Damn. The last fight, what he didn't go.
But when I
hear that, I take it, but come and I say, okay, I got it. and a lot of things.
What about as a fighter?
I don't wanna talk about him because he wants.
Right, right. What about as a fighter though? Like how would you fare against? I know you would pick yourself, but a prime Oscar De La Hoya and a prime Canelo.
We never wanna know because you know. I don't like to put that kind of things because we never gonna know if I say something that people you know. I think it's just wasting time.
Right. But people still have you as the best Mexican fighter of all time over him and Cesar Chavez.
No, I'm glad to be in that position. At least I'm one of the greats, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't put myself in any position. I think the history of boxing is gonna put me in the right position.
You let us do it.
Yeah.
If I was a young fighter and I came to you, and this is my last question about this. If I came to you and I said, yo, should I sign the Golden Boy?
No, don't do it.
I was going to ask you, what were your thoughts when he didn't go to Garcia's room after when he lost?
Who?
When he didn't go to his room after he lost. He said he was threatened and he ran out of the stadium after the last fight.
I don't know anything about that, you know. I think he have a lot of issues. Oscar have a lot of issues with his life. I don't really know. When I fought with Floyd Mayweather, he was in rehab 2 days before the fight. Mm-hmm. So, kind of that. But you know, I don't know really what happened there. But I don't think what he says. They don't let me go. If I'm in my position, fuck everybody.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go there and be with my
friend.
Right. Being that we're talking about promoters.
And if somebody comes, okay, we figure out, right? But
yeah,
he don't have that weapons to do that, maybe.
I feel like whenever I talk to him, I never know if he's telling me the truth. It always feels like he's lying.
Yeah, I think the same thing. Mm-hmm. He say a lot of things and he's like a hypocrite.
Yeah.
I think he's that kind of person.
Damn.
We're talking about promoters, so I got to ask you about Eddie Hearn. Obviously, you did this new deal with PBC, and a lot of people are saying Eddie's crushed because you guys did a lot of fights together. Mm-hmm. Is the relationship still good, and do you see yourself fighting with Matchroom and The Zone in the future?
In my side, I'm still good. I mean, I think I'm his friend.
Did you speak to him after the deal, the Charlo deal?
Yeah, he congratulated me when I signed with PBC. And I'm still his friend.
His friend. And it's three fights with PBC that you're doing.
Yeah, three fights.
You think you and Ryan Garcia will ever get on good terms again?
Yeah, why not? I have nothing with Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Little things go out of control, but look, he's young and sometimes you think it's good what you say, but at the end of the day, it's not. But you know, it's fine.
Mm-hmm. With all the ups and downs, what's the biggest lesson you learned from boxing?
I think I learned everything in boxing all my life. The loyalty, the people. You need to read the people good. And everything what I'm, the person who I am right now, I think is for boxing.
Do you cut out sex before fights?
Huh?
Do you cut out sex before fights like a lot of other fighters?
1 week.
Just a week?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
I thought people...
Everybody say, before, the older fighters say 1 month, 2 months, or something like that. But
you're like, hell no.
I don't think so.
Just a week? What?
A week. Wow. 2 weeks.
Wow. No masturbation, no nothing?
Jesus.
No, nothing.
Does it really affect your legs?
I think just... I never feel that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Maybe the other fighters feel it, but I don't feel it.
All right.
Do you think you would train fighters when you're done with boxing? No. Because so when you're done with it, so when you're done fighting, you don't want to be involved in boxing at all.
No.
Not even promoter, manager, help fighters
out. You got some boxers, right?
I promote some boxers right now because I'm active, but I don't think so.
Full time golf.
I'm gonna support boxers. Eddie Reynoso is gonna be involved in boxing, right. I think, and I'm gonna support boxers.
Why did you say that like that? No training, like you just don't like trying to teach somebody?
I don't like boxing. I don't like...
The business?
I don't like boxing. I like business, but I don't like watch boxing. And I like training and be involved in the fight and everything, but I think for business, I have other business to do, right? Mm-hmm. I say I don't see myself in boxing.
So you
at least at least my son wants to be a boxer, and okay.
I was gonna ask, would you let your son box?
I don't want it, but I it's not my choice. Mm. It's not my decision. He wants to be a boxer. Okay, I say okay. In 2-3 years more, you wanna do a sparring, and when you take that first punch, you wanna tell me you wanna be a boxer.
Right.
Right now, okay, it's fine.
People say you ducking Benavidez, man.
Everybody say the same thing all my life. When I fight with Throw, they say I'm ducking Throw. When I fight other fighters, they say I'm ducking Golovkin, I'm ducking Erislandi Lara and everything. Every time I beat every single fighter, they say, oh, okay, I have this other fighter.
They find somebody else.
Yeah, they find somebody else. But, you know, I'm ducking nobody. I've been in this position a lot of times, so I mean I just do the fights I think is the best for the fans.
Benavidez will be one of the three fights?
I don't know. We don't know that. We 100% focus in this fight, and then we'll see. We wanna sit down with Al-Haymon and make the decision for the next fight.
Is it all about the money for Canelo now when it comes to fights?
I don't and all my life, anything is about money. Mm-hmm. Anything is about money because, you know, I try to do the best fight and I risk myself, go up and down in weight classes with no, and I don't need it to do that. I don't need to do that because, you know, with every fight I'm gonna win big money. Mm-hmm. And I don't need to take risks. So, but I take it because I love being in a good fight.
Is Benavidez considered a risk?
Every fight. Mm-hmm. Him, Charlo, every fight is a risk. Mm-hmm. When I fight with B-Ball, everybody say, he's going to, hey, easy. He pick an easy fight. No fight is easy.
Mm-hmm. Are you done taking risk with as far as going up in weight classes?
No.
So you still might go up to 175 again?
Why not?
Wow.
You're just not going down.
No,
I can't.
Is it because you're tired of cutting weight? Is that too hard for you to do at this point in your career?
No, because I just go up because it's my whole life was so hard to make 154, 160. Mm-hmm. So right now I feel good in 168. I'm maybe in some point go 175.
And that's why people always talk about how you know, Jamel is going up to 168 to fight him, but he's bigger than Canelo because, you know, typically you probably should be fighting at 154.
In 147, I'm a small fighter.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like so 175, that's insane. Yeah. But even at 168 and 160 and 154, you're one of the smaller guys. So I wouldn't say that he's coming to fight the bigger guy. Mm-hmm. Jamel is the bigger guy.
Ak, as a boxing fan, would you like to see him lose 8 pounds, get the 160 to fight Terrence Crawford?
To be honest with you, as a fight fan, yeah, I would like, it would be an interesting fight, mm-hmm. you know, but I understand his point, you know, and all that he's accomplished, there's no reason for him have to come down for Bud, mm-hmm. right? Like that doesn't make sense but I can see how the fight is intriguing mm-hmm. to everybody, yeah.
What advice would you give Bud right now? Because, you know, Bud is experiencing a level of fame right now that you've had for a while. Mm-hmm. What advice would you give to him for his next couple of
fights? I think he's what I saw from outside, I think he's good person. He's very smart person too. He don't drink, he don't party. And I think I'm nobody to give advice, but he need to enjoy his moment. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. everybody enjoy his moment, and right now is his moment. He need to enjoy it.
On the flip side, what advice would you give Errol Spence, seeing this is his first loss?
No, you know, I think everybody, when you lose, it's hard. Mm-hmm. It's hard to handle because we don't prepare for a loss. It's hard, but at the end of the day, you need to see who you lost and it's boxing. You need to keep up and you need to keep forward and not give up. And I think there is the champion's mind when you
lose. Because people think that he, some people are saying that he should retire.
No. Everybody say the same thing when I fought with Floyd Mayweather and say, you need to change trainers and this and that. It's boxing. It's boxing. Mm-hmm. And you always, in the line, you if you lose or win, it's complicated. But, you know, like I say, nobody's prepared for a loss. But at the end of the day, you need to keep forward and keep fighting.
Would you rematch right away or would you take a little break, take a couple of fights for?
Thinking like a boxer, rematch.
Immediately?
Immediately, yeah.
Damn.
But you can't see Errol Spence beating Crawford in any division, even at 154. Do you see anybody from 147 to 154 beating Terrence Crawford?
I don't think so.
What if he were to go up to 160? We know you're not going down, but would he beat everybody at 162?
We don't know. Mm. We don't know.
But up to 154, you don't see anybody beating him?
No. Mm. He's a great fighter.
So yeah, fight him. Is the fight completely off the table? It's completely off the table.
I can go down.
I can go down. You only want to fight him if Bud goes up to 168.
168, yeah. And like I said, like I saw an interview of Crawford say, because I think they have something with Germonta Davis, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like he say, if I beat him, everybody's going to say, he's too small, and I have nothing to win.
Right. Mm-hmm. So there's no way Gervonta can go up to 147 and compete with Crawford.
We never know. Germonta is a great talent too, great fighter, and they can fight. To beat him, we don't know.
So, but it'll be an interesting fight? Why not? But Crawford would be a heavy favorite.
Yeah.
So if Bud comes up to 168, you'd consider it?
Yeah, why not?
You'd do it?
Yeah.
168.
168.
Okay, that's the way.
Let's try to convince him.
Let's convince Bud to 168. Do you feel your career is nearing the finish line?
I think 4 years more. We don't know. But 4 years, 5 years more.
Oh, so you plan to fight that much longer? Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, you old as far as boxing is concerned.
I've been in professional boxing since I was 15 years old.
Wow.
Mm. Almost 18 years in fighting a professional.
Mm-hmm. He's a man of his word, because I remember 2018 when he did the five-year deal, I asked you, like, how much longer you want to fight? Is this five-year deal done with the zone? And you said, no, maybe like 8-9 years. So now it's another 4 years. Yeah. So you're right on target.
Mm-hmm. Why that number? Like, why?
I always say 37, 36, around that. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be enough. A lot of years in boxing and accomplish a lot of things. And then I need to enjoy my life with my family and everything.
Absolutely.
We know they got to go because they got TV.
Yes, sir.
The fight goes down September 30th on Showtime pay-per-view, and we appreciate you for joining us.
Thank you, champ. Thank you for coming, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, Canelo Alvarez. Thank you, brother. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower.
lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.